love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Kate Lynch and her most excellent fellows. The old jazz Kate likes to sing lives on and on, and audiences really go for it, too. Kate has worked within many musical genres, but when the old jazz bug bit her, she really got nailed.
This group got started when my husband put on some music I'd never heard before, because I was not raised with any kind of jazz music in the house, and he put on the Ink Spots Java Jive. And I didn't know the name of it, I didn't know the name of the group, and I said, I like this. This is it. I just was so excited when I heard it. And it coincided with an idea I had. I used to be a massage therapist with elders. I thought it'd be really cool to play music that people haven't heard for maybe 50 years and hear it again and see if it sparks a sensation or a memory.
Well, that's a cool idea, but have you tried it?
We do some stuff in long-term care facilities, and those responses have been really incredible. But what has surprised me has been people my age, so I'm turning 50 next year, and people my age, maybe like me, who've never heard it, who kind of cock their heads and they kind of get in the groove, and they're like, their faces are saying, this is cool. And I had no idea people would have that response to music from 1929, 1935, except for music buffs, who also seem to be saying, this is cool.
We're speaking with Kate Lynch, and the name of the band is Kate Lynch and the Most Excellent Fellows. They play every second Saturday at Vous Carrez from 9 till midnight, including December 10th, and they're doing a dinner set at Vous Carrez from 6 till 9 on New Year's Eve. Now, Kate, you were inspired by the Ink Spots. What is there about the Ink Spots that you so much admire?
What I admire is their sensibility, the soft touch. It moves me in a super subtle, lovely way.
Meat on my bones, the sign of a pot. I look in the mirror and I think I'm hot. I've been to the dentist and my mother's glistening. Ah, oh, but the boy won't listen.
Your feet's too big.
I don't want you because
your feet's too big.
Mad at you.
I said your feet's too big.
Hate you because your feet's too big.
Whenever I pick a song to do, check out the Ink Spots version. You know, I always go to the Ink Spots version when I want to kind of get ideas of how I want to arrange it and how I want to do it.
What is there about the lyric of Your Feet's Too Big that really appeals to you?
I think it was just that chorus when I heard it the first time, not quite knowing where they were going with the song, and then Your Feet's Too Big, especially I hate you because your feet's too big. Don't want you because your feet. It's just unusual words in a song. And I was really attracted to the humor, the lightness, the funniness, and just darn silly and fun. And it's fun to do for an audience because a lot of people haven't heard that song and they don't know where you're going either.
Kate Lynch, when you talk to her, you can tell that she loves the songs and loves singing them for people. But what she loves best just might be having the horns behind her.
It's my favorite. My favorite thing is having one of the horn players or Chris write an arrangement, a new arrangement, ideas that I have or ideas that they have. And these guys come in, and when I'm playing live and I'm sort of in my own world, and then the horns, it's so wonderful.
Come a little closer, make love to me.
Kate Lynch and her Most Excellent Fellows plays every Saturday, including this Saturday, December 10th, at Vous Carrez in St. Paul from 9 till midnight. Also, the group plays 6 till 9 for dinner, New Year's Eve, at Vous Carrez. Information at katelynchmusic.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.